Let's talk about Nigerian mothers. Do they spoil their first sons? On the step down, we step away from the headlines. We get more personal with issues drawn from daily life. And this particular issue is from that my group chat. If you are a regular listener of this segment or to this segment, you know that my girls and I always chatting about stuff in our group all the time, arguing over these things. And this issue of first sons came up. Apologies to you if you are a first son and you're not among those that we're talking about. But someone forwarded a story of a woman who says that her mother spoiled her older brother when they were children. And today, he is incapable of running his own life. And he is becoming everyone's responsibility. This woman says that they were four children growing up, two boys and a girl, right? She's the second child, but she's the first daughter. She's the Ada. And as the Ada, she says that she had a lot of responsibility in the household as a child and as a teenager. On the other hand, her older brother, the Opara, had a lot of privileges. She says that her and her two younger siblings were required to give him all respect in the house, but also they took care of him. They cooked while he ate, they cleaned up, they served. During Christmas and other holidays, her and her sister cooked and served and did everything that was needed. Brother was idle. She says that her father wanted the boy to help with things like killing the turkey or clearing the yard, but the mother protected him from work. She said the mother also stopped the father from punishing or disciplining her first son in a way that she didn't do with the second or the last born. Anyway, fast forward to adulthood. She says that her and her younger siblings have all managed to do well, but according to her, the older brother is struggling. She says that the older brother is unable to hold down a job for long because he lacks discipline. He lacks perseverance. In school, he struggled. And when he struggled, their mother was very quick to try and solve his problems for him in a way that she didn't try to solve other people's problems in the family, other children's problems in the family. Now he's struggling. And according to the sister, the mother has been bankrolling his life for years. But now she's retired, money no day again. Now she's trying to get the younger siblings to start funding the older brother. Woman says her mama, they call her steady, they blackmail her emotionally. How can you be happy while your brother is struggling? As long as your brother is not doing well, you too, you're not doing well. You think that God cannot reverse your situation. You think that God is happy that your first brother is not doing well, the first son of the family, the pride of the family. Anyway, as she brought the gist to the WhatsApp group, everybody started sharing their own story. Many of the women in the group said that this is a very common thing. That's why I said first sons. But if you're a first son that this doesn't apply to, sorry, apologies to you. But yeah, a lot of the women in the WhatsApp group said, Omo, na so dey be o. It's very common. According to these women, many cultures in Nigeria encourage mothers to pamper their first sons. But they say that this pampering stops the boy from learning about how to handle real life. Do you agree? Do you agree or disagree? Is this your experience? 0700-993-993-993. 01465-7190. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. 080-959-75805. Is this your experience? 99.3, hello.
Hi, Sandra.
How are you?
Yeah, this is Titi Okpayo calling back.
Welcome. Talk to me.
Yeah, well, with regards to the story, well, I think it's a two-way thing.
Okay.
I'm the I'm the first son, but not the first child.
Okay.
And I can say, in my own case, I bear the responsibility of my siblings.
Okay.
And even relatives.
Okay.
However, I am compelled to believe that there's a cynical thought that has to do with mothers having this I don't know if I'll call this excess love for the first son.
Okay.
Yeah, I believe there's something there's that space, there's that love there, that excess love.
Okay.
But then with the story you painted, if the first son is not doing well and the siblings are doing well, and with what the daughters, the girls, the ladies, they are doing well, I still believe that give and take, they still need to, they will need him, so they just have to show him love. They just have to make sure that yes, he's at the top of his game. Yes, that's my own contribution. But for me, as the first son, but not the first child, I take the responsibility, siblings, until by God's grace, till tomorrow. I don't wish that it remains that way. I feel they should be able to also reciprocate. They should be able to also extend to others. But then, like I said, it's a two-way thing.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. 99.3.
Hi, Sandra.
How are you?
Well, thank you.
What's your name?
Hi, my name is Ugo.
Talk to me.
But the thing is, you have no choice, either. As bad as it sounds, yeah? Because if you don't do something about it now, it becomes like a menace in the future. Yeah. So, my own case, I'm not the first child. Mm-hmm. And our first son isn't doing well. In fact, he's doing very badly.
Mm.
And he didn't come from being excessively pampered growing up. No. He came from a place of sacrifice.
Okay.
So at some point, he couldn't get university education because my parents were struggling. Mm. He opted for casual jobs just to support.
Mm-hmm.
Down the line, he got too old to go back to school, sort of, and every other person started doing well, and now he's struggling.
Mm.
And funny enough, it's the reverse, because the siblings who he sacrificed for are now not willing to help him.
Mm.
So you see, the two with him.
Mm.
So this child is coming from a place of being pampered. There are people who have actually sacrificed for their younger ones, and these younger ones are doing well today.
Mm-hmm.
They don't care.
Mm-hmm.
So my advice to that family would be, he's still part of you, no matter how bad he is. Find a way to survive. If he gets a good wife, you can invest in him through his wife. But it's not an option to leave him, honestly.
Mm.
It's not an option, because my brother is really getting old.
Mm-hmm.
And every day I just wish I can financially fund him. But the one who has money doesn't even care.
Mm.
You know, so it's a two-way thing. There's no option. He's your brother. Fund him. Take care of him. If he has a good wife, invest in him through her. After the woman that holds the home, you know. So that's just my feedback.
All right, Ugo. Thank you very much for calling. 99.3.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
My name is Philo. I'm calling from Lekki.
Philo, welcome. Talk to me.
Yes. Actually, Sandra, it seems as if this person is talking about my own family.
Oh, okay.
Our first born about a man. Mm-hmm. My mother pampered him.
Mm.
Pampered, more than pampered.
Mm.
Do you understand? And at the end of the day, he couldn't rise up to expectations.
Right.
You know, up till now, he has his children. He knows how to blame one person or the other. We are eight. All of us are graduates. Only him.
Okay.
He dropped out from this school. They put in another. He drops out. They put in another one.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just terrible. It's only that the only God has saved is that the children are very intelligent and they're doing well.
Okay.
What he decides to do is to pick one of the children.
Okay.
Three is still within. The wife is struggling. They himself up till now. The irony of it is that it's this kind of set of people that will still blame you, that you know you are not doing enough for them, and they, you know, forget to know that they are responsible to their life.
Right.
From secondary school to primary school to invest, you know, you manage to secure, you know, what is it, OND.
Mm-hmm.
Just manage after 4 or 5 years.
Mm.
In fact, it's so terrible, it's so annoying.
Mm.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Philo, for calling. And I think it can be even worse when, you know, let's take it like this woman's story, the woman's story that I shared with you. So you have a situation where the first son, they kept changing schools for him. You know, he'll get into this secondary school. Oh, I don't like the water. They'll change school. Or he'll get into the secondary school, get into trouble. School wants to punish him. Mother wants to shield him from punishment. Father wants him to face the punishment. Mother gets her way. They change school for him, you know. Meanwhile, the sisters, they stayed in the same school from JS1 to SS3. No matter how hard it got, the sisters didn't complain. No matter how difficult things got, they just stayed there and you know, did what was required of them, you know. So you grow up into adulthood, you see that you've been deprived of all kinds of things just so that his own life will be comfortable while you're growing up. It can be very difficult to then be expected to rally round that sibling, you know. I don't know. I think it might be, you know, quite difficult to rally around a sibling like that, because you feel like when we're growing up, you were giving every chance available to succeed. We succeeded, or we are succeeding, despite not being given as many chances as you were giving. So why is it that now that I don't find way and I'm doing decently, I'm still expected to carry your weight, even though I carried your weight, you know, when we were children, you know? So it's quite the thing. But the big question I'm asking, again, I don't have an opinion one way or the other. I'm asking you what you think, what your experience is. The big question is, do you agree that Nigerian moms, maybe not Nigerian moms, but we're focusing on Nigerian moms now. Do you agree that Nigerian moms spoil their first sons? If you're a first son and you're not one of the people we're talking about, sorry, we're not generalizing, right? But, you know, just for efficiency of language. Do you agree that Nigerian mothers spoil their first sons? 0700-993-993-993. WhatsApp 080-959-75805. 99.3, hello.
Hello, I'm Sandra.
Thanks for calling, sir. What's your name?
This is Joseph calling you back.
Joseph, welcome back.
How are you doing?
I'm alive.
It's been a tough evening for you.
Yeah.
Well done.
Thank you.
Yes, I used to think that to be an assumption.
Okay.
But do you know that when it got to my turn, I discovered it was a reality.
Okay, tell me your story.
The way my wife carried love my son, my sister, I became afraid what will become of us tomorrow. Do you know the time when the boy will commit something, my wife will even throw herself in apology. Even want to convince you that the man will do him. No, waiting. That's he no. That instruction will give him. You don't understand. But she, himself no say you understand what you tell him. Now the kind defense, that kind of love where you no one making two legs touch ground. Now so he be you. My sister, I became afraid in my home what will become of me and my family tomorrow. Because people no go blame those children at the parents. So they go say the parents no train them well. I looked at it. I said no. I turned to a talkative in my home. Even sometimes I wake my wife up in the wee hours of the night to start speaking to her. If you continue like this, it will not help him. There is no way you will not want him to touch anything. But the sister, you want the sister to do everything. But this one, no, they touch Pino. No, he can't continue like that. If I was like that, we wouldn't be here together. In fact, at this time, we won't be able to feed ourselves. So he has to do something. He has to change. I actually used a particular incident that happened when we left. I went out with my wife. So I told the both of them, both the sister, not to go out. And then our landlady came to pick them up. The sister said, no, my mommy said we shouldn't go. And then they stayed back. And then there was a statement our landlady made when she came to us. She said, those your children are well trained. I said, That is the that is also the way people will say they are not well trained tomorrow, and you'll be the one to bear it. Please, we have to change. You have, and she understood me. Honestly, in fact, she's the one at this time, as I speak to you, that is enforcing the rules on him to make sure he start doing something. And we are really getting better. That's not true. Not true. Even the daughter to the father. Not true.
My friends say that's unnatural. Not true. Okay. I've got messages on WhatsApp. Neduini Solo says, I would say it happens, but not always. I'm the first son, but the second child. And contrary to what the storyteller reported, I was responsible for almost everything growing up. I washed, swept, and cleaned our house. All my sisters, three of them, were just chilling in the name of kitchen duty. It was horrible. Nedu, thank you for sharing your story with me. We've got Justice, who says, some moms spoil their first sons. Usually they say it's because of what they passed through to give birth to them. An average Nigerian mom believes that their first sons made them complete women and permanent in their husband's house. However, more than 90% of my friends are first sons. Most of them are shouldering the responsibilities of the family, trying to carry everyone along. All right, Justice, thank you for your message. Sandra, I be first male child, but my mama no pamper me for once. I did my early 30s now, but I did grateful for how that woman made me the man I am today. But no lies, not true, say some Nigerian mothers, they spoil their first son. Okay. I've got Patrick Abel, who says, in my own perspective, I've noticed that the most pampered children are the last children in the family. Any first boy child that is being pampered and doesn't meet up in life, that's just few out of the majority. Okay. Joshua Naza says, I'm the first son of my mother and also the first child. Anything pamper was never in the diary of my mother. In fact, since I was 17, I've been taking the responsibility of so many things in the family. Joshua, thanks for sharing. 99.3, hello.
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 Thanks. Good evening.
Good evening. What's your name, ma'am?
Onyi, calling from Ikeja.
Onyi, talk to me.
Yeah. Me, I don't pamper. I don't do it at all. My first son, he likes you to pamper him, but me, never. He doesn't like eating eba. If I make eba, if he doesn't eat it, like we never eat anything. Then he will sneak to his daddy's room. Then inside that place, they will now discuss and they will eat. He will eat something there. But me, my husband now called me, you are wicked, dude. Give this boy something else now. If he say he doesn't want to eat eba because he likes eating pando, for this Nigeria of today, no, if you cannot eat eba, you go and sleep. So if he say he's not eating that eba, and me, I have a boy and two girls, I make sure they work the same. I know they say, oh, this one is a girl, she should be in the kitchen. All this. When I come back from the market, I allow him to wash meat. So because tomorrow when you are on your own, you cook, you don't expect your wife to, you know. So I make sure I treat them equally. I don't have preferred one. I don't want him to spoil. I don't want his life. So I make sure I try my best to make sure, you know, I treat them equally. No one, I don't love anyone, you know, more.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much, Onyi, for calling and sharing. 99.3, hello. How are you?
Hello.
Hi. Good evening.
This is Zico from Ikorodu.
Welcome, Zico from Ikorodu.
But this thing where we discussed now, just like what happened to my house, Mama.
What happened?
My house son, the mother traveled for over a week now. So we decide what to eat and what to not eat. And I told him that anything where I eat, now you go eat. So if I cook, he say you know go eat, I go leave the food there. So the guy go, when you hungry, catch up, he go eat him. But immediately the mother come. Now, he come repeat everything again, say, you know, go eat this one, you know, go eat this one. Now I tell the mother, say, if you hungry, come, that's what you do, you go eat him. But the woman, no, he not even allow me to finish. He follow back here, they go carry bread, carry tea. The last one they eat, now he carry come give up. You see him? So that kind of a thing, now if you continue like that, you know, saying a woman they cause all this problem. You see? It's just like say this thing now, nah, me, they happen now.
So my sister, now so I see Amo.
Now so you see Amo. Thank you very much for calling and thank you for sharing. Okay. If you just tuned in and you're wondering, what are they talking about on Nigeria Info? Someone shared a story with us. And that story is why I am asking if Nigerian mothers spoil their first sons. So the issue of first sons came up because this woman said that her mother spoiled her older brother when they were children. And because of that, today, he's incapable of running his own life and he's becoming everybody's responsibility. They were four growing up, three boys and one girl. And she's the second child. She's the first daughter, second child. She's the Ada of the family. And she had a lot of responsibility growing up. And when they were children, when they were teenagers. But her older brother, the Okpara of the family, he had a lot of privileges. You know, he would go to a school. He didn't like something about the school. The mother would change the school. He would not pass exam. They will organize people to write the exam. He will not do WAEC. They will go to special center to do WAEC, you know. So while he was getting all of that special treatment, the girls in the family, sorry, the siblings in the family had to fight their own way, you know, had to go through a normal life. Nobody was giving them soft landing, you know. So if they are cooking, my guy is sitting down, balancing, waiting for food to be ready. They're cleaning, they're serving, you know, and the father is trying to discipline. The father is trying to correct. The mother is getting in the way. Why do you hate your sons? Why do you hate your sons? How can you, how can you, you know? Fast forward to adulthood today, younger siblings are doing well. He's not doing well. He's struggling. He's not able to hold down a job. He's not able to hold on to businesses. They've tried to set up several businesses for my guy. My guy will whack the money or will not pay attention to the business. Business will fall. You know, he's struggling. And now that he's struggling, the mother is trying to get the siblings to help him. Now, for years, the mother was the one bringing money for this man's life. She would bring money for the businesses he was starting. She would be the one that will find people that will give him a job. Your car is spoiled. The mother will bring money to service the car. This is bad. Mother will bring money. Your rent, the mother will bring money, you know. But the mother is retired now. Money no day as he did day before. Now retiree, she did earn pension. You know, and that's why the mother is now looking at the siblings and saying, you have to help your brother. How can you be happy while your brother is struggling? You think because, you know, you're doing well, it means that the family is doing well. As long as your older brother is not doing well, the family is not doing well. As long as he's not doing well, you too, you're not doing well. God can reverse your situation. You think that God cannot reverse your situation. You need to help your brother. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Ha, 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 ha. And when this woman shared her story, everyone on the group, most of the women on the group said that this is actually quite common. They said that in a lot of cultures in Nigeria, mothers do this with their sons and that the sons typically end up like this. But it's interesting that since we've been talking about it, a number of people who have called have said, no, actually, in my case, it was different. I wonder if you agree. Do you agree that it is very common in several cultures in Nigeria to pamper first sons, but the pampering stops them from learning how to handle real life? If you're a first son and this doesn't apply, sorry. 0700-993-993-993-01465-7190. Hello, thanks for calling us.
Hello, Sandra.
How are you? I'm fine. What's your name?
Altine here.
Altine, welcome. Do you agree?
Oh, yeah. I agree.
Ah.
But this time around, mine was that it was my father.
Okay.
My mother had us, three of us girls first.
Okay.
When the first son came, my God, he was pampered.
Mm.
He chose the schools he went to. He was not doing anything. In fact, so much so that when my brother was like 30 or so, he was working in a bank. He had his car bashed by his mechanic. He had to call me on the phone, come on, and one mechanic, I gave a mechanic my car for repairs. He has, but I said, so you can't talk to him, you are calling me, your elder sister, to come and beat him, ma? go and talk to your mechanic. Me, I cannot come and beat mechanic for you. He was too pampered. He was spoiled to a fault. It's true. That's what happens in our culture in Nigeria. Hmm. That is what we do. First sons, he doesn't do wrong. They don't do no wrong. They do no wrong at all. They do everything they do is correct. You know? In fact, story had it that by the time he was, because he got married late, when he was, immediately he announced the fact that he was getting married, my father, out of excitement, he died.
Oh.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
He couldn't wait for the wedding. My first son is getting married.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Oh, may his soul rest in peace. What a story. 99.3, hello. Oh, my goodness. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. 99.3, hello.
Hello. Hello, good evening, Sandra.
Good evening to you. What's your name, sir?
Ezigbo Mmadu, Onyenwanyị Gozie Gị.
Ah, Igwe Victor, where have you disappeared to?
I've been around my sister.
Okay, welcome. Talk to me.
Yeah, the story you just put up for discussion, I agree with it.
Okay.
Most likely it happens in the black Africa. I have a friend who has an uncle in the U.S. It happened that the wife pampered the first son to the point that even when the man tried to use our own mentality as African people to correct the guy, the woman never wanted to listen to the husband. To the point that most of the time, if the man was trying to make a point, like, don't go out, don't go for a party, the woman will go and get the best car key and give to the guy to go to the party. You understand?
Hmm.
At the end of the day, one day, the guy went out without the father's permission.
Hmm.
He went to a club. Eventually, there was chaos, and they hit him at the back of his head, at the lower part of his spinal cord. So there was pulse on the guy.
Hmm.
And he came back and packed the car. He never told anybody. Around 4 days, the issue started deteriorating to the point that he eventually told his dad what happened.
Hmm.
By then, it was already late. And this guy was taken to the hospital. To cut this story short, the guy on the dying bed told the rest of his siblings that nobody should listen to their mom, that he was dying. It was as a result of his mother's stubbornness and over-pampering that he was pampering him that has led him to be in that state. Eventually, the guy died and he was brought back.
Hmm.
So, our people, the women, like pampering the first sons, and it's not good. Thank you, Sandra. Chukwu Gozie won them.
Gozie Kwagi won them. Thank you very much for calling. Interesting stuff. Okay. Let me come back to WhatsApp. We've got this one here from Kayode Nikorodu. Kayode says, this is the way that it is in most cases. I have a neighbor whose wife usually pampers the first son above the rest of the children. She always prevents the first son, who is the second born among the children, from doing any domestic work at home. Even to wash plate or sweep is a big deal. The daughter, who is the first born, always being used as a slave to him. Now, so Africa mentality, Bio Kayode, with that message there. We've got this one here from Gift in Otta. Gift says, this topic is very true. Our first son got everything he needed. He's the only one that had complete textbook, the only one that went to boarding school, does not do any chores in the house. But I, being the first daughter, I was like a slave in my father's house. We're going to do a therapy session for first daughters one day on this show. Victoria says, this is true. My mother did it for our first sons as well. Victoria, thanks for your message. We've got this one here. Sandra, I'm the first son of my mother, but she didn't pamper me. She really loves, no doubt, but she never pampered. I started doing house chores from my childhood. Now my wife is the one enjoying me. Tolu from Oshodi with the message there. Most parents don't pamper their first child. Parents that pamper may not necessarily be the first child. Our first child worked at the age of 16 to help other children. Okay. Thanks for your message. Sandra, this topic is very interesting. I'm actually the first child and the first son. I was also pampered by my mom, but even at a tender age, I understood the consequences of being over-pampered. At that point, I began to resist being over-pampered, and today I am grown and I am taking responsibility for my life and for the family. Toby from Agege with that message there. Emmanuel in Ikorodu says, I agree to an extent because it depends on the kind of home and the family that the boy comes from. Me, I'm the first son, but I'm not the first child in my family. But the training I get was totally different. My parents made sure that everybody is given the same treatment in my family. Okay, let's come back to the phone lines now. 99.3, hello.
Hello, good evening, one and one.
Good evening. What's your name, sir?
My name is Mr. Eze, and I'm a person. I'm calling from Zia.
Welcome, Mr. Eze.
I was very surprised where there are some people saying pampering, not pampering. I don't know what it's called, but I'm a first son.
Okay.
I'm waiting to save him to mom. I don't know what it's pampering. In our side, we don't pamper anybody.
Okay.
Both female or both male, we don't pamper anybody. You have to do work.
Okay.
And for me, I don't pamper my children.
Ah.
What I get for this one is what I get for this one.
Mm.
According to what you like, you have. So they shouldn't generalize it as Africa. No, depends how your family, a father and the mother want to act. So for our own side, nothing like a pampering. We love everybody.
Okay.
So that is it.
All right. Yeah. Thank you very much for calling, Eze from VI 99.3. Hello.
Hey, Azusana, good evening.
Good evening, sir. What's your name?
This is Azu from Ajao.
Azu from Ajao. Welcome. Talk to me.
This thing now is happening in my house.
What's happening in your house?
My first son is like my wife's
husband.
My wife's husband. How will I put it now? Up to the extent that now my wife is not at home. My wife traveled.
Mm.
All those rubbish that is doing when my wife is around. He dare not try it. I want it again. If I cook, he will not eat. So now that my wife is not around, I just cook all on my own. I just make sure I have everything in the house.
Ah, how old is your son?
He's 17 now.
Ah.
He's 17.
Ah.
He cooks himself now. He's going to school very soon now.
Mm-hmm,
so,
mm-hmm.
All those things now. There was a day I even pour him water. I was washing my car outside and this boy was sleeping. Ah. So my neighbor was looking at me and the guy was trying to tell me something.
Mm.
But doesn't know how to relay the message to me. So my body was telling that, I said, you have a 17-year-old boy in the house and you are washing your car.
Mm.
And I just took that courage. I just went to the sitting room, saw him sitting lying down.
Mm.
I asked, oh boy, what's his time? He said, this to it, and you are sleeping because you're already here in school. I said, my friend, go and wash the car. He was, before you know, I just poured the water. My wife just ran out. She said, what's that last time? I said, can you imagine 17-year-old? And he's a border, and they normally wake up around 5.
Mm.
Since after the scene, so since then, I don't need to tell him.
Mm.
So before I wake up, he will do that one because I stopped it earlier.
Mm.
He's doing that one now. But for food, once I cook, you know it. So everybody is cooking his own now.
Is it because your food is not sweet?
Mm-hmm.
Is your food not sweet? Is that why he's not eating your food? We've got a message here from Easy. Easy is in VI. Easy says, in my own case, it was different too. I'm the first son. My dad will beat me, kick me like ball. My mom will be putting fire. I thank God for today. He made me stronger. Easy. What an interesting name as well. Easy. Easy doesn't sound like you had the easy life. I'm sorry about that experience. We've got this one here. First son pampering. They learn work for where only son pampering deal. She said, I don't know if this is a she or he, but this person says, first son pampering, they learn walk where only son pampering day. Hey, I won't hear that story. Madu in Ikorodu says, I never knew what was called pampering, even as the first son. My sisters could be watching TV while I'm the one my mom will call to come and pound egusi or ede. It pays, sha. At least I fit cook my own food. I wish I was even pampered a bit. That's Francis Madu from Ikorodu with that message. Francis, thanks for your message. I'll take a final call. 99.3.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. Good evening.
Good evening. What's your name?
My name is Wisdom. I'm calling from Lekki.
Wisdom, talk to me.
Yeah. Madam Sandra, what you are talking about is, he is just a heart. I would say I'm 41 years. My daughter is 21 years.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
this my daughter. Nothing. Anything I can't give my daughter, that means I don't have that thing.
Okay.
I'm telling you. Whatever she wants, I give her. So the heart, sometimes if I look at my daughter, if she changed face, I will begin to cry. Like, what is going on? What happened? I'm telling you. So, but she's a good girl.
Okay.
She's a good girl.
Mm-hmm.
So, which I told her earlier, I said, whatever you want, anything I cannot provide for you, no, your daddy don't have it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and she follow up on that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you talk about going outside and museum, my daughter don't know. I taught her how to drive.
Aww.
And if you see both of us, she's taller than me. Look, as if she's my girlfriend, you know. So, anything, even my account, she robbed my account, everything. And she don't misuse that, you know. Madam Sandra, this thing is just a heart.
It's just
where
heart.
It's where you have a love, where you have that good heart.
Mm.
I'm telling you, when you are looking at your first child, she's the only child I have, but if I'm looking at her, look at her, I say, God, I thank you.
Aww.
So I keep myself for her, whatever she wants.
Mm.
Believe me.
She's
a good girl. She never spoils. She cook. She wash my clothes. She iron. She do everything, homework.
Mm.
So I give her good for that. Whatever she wants, anything I can give my daughter, my dear, believe I don't have it. I don't have.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I thought you were done. But thank you so much for calling and for sharing. Now, of course, I think maybe now that we've done first sons, we need to do first daughters and their fathers. do we have a situation where first daughters are pampered by, you know what we should do? First daughters and their mothers often don't get along. That's what I've heard. I don't know if that's true. Is it true that first daughters and their mothers don't get along? And is it often because of the amount of attention that the first daughter gets from the father? That's a conversation we'll have next. Probably going to have that conversation maybe tomorrow if we have some time for the step down tomorrow, or Thursday if we have some time for step down on Thursday. But either ways, we'll come and talk about it. Do first daughters and mothers often get along? If they don't get along, what are some of the problems there? What are some of the issues there in your experience? Are you a first daughter that gets along with your mother? I'm a first daughter and I don't get along with my mother. So I wonder how many first daughters like me are out there. We'll have that conversation, Lagos. That's all the time I have. Thank you for being a part of today's Step Down. Step Down happens every Tuesday from 6:15, Wednesday 6:45, Thursday 6:15 as well. I'll be back tomorrow at 3 o'clock to bring you the big three, but stay here because up next is Game On with Femi and the Gang. Tomorrow at 4 o'clock on the Glass Ceiling, I have a doctor who will be answering your questions about pregnancy. What do you need to know about expecting? What should you expect about expecting? Tomorrow at 4, we'll have that conversation, continued conversation from last week. Find me on social media, Sandra Ezekwesili everywhere. Just Google me, Sandra Ezekwesili, S Ezekwesili everywhere. Those are your hard facts. Lagos, good night.